The $300 million bill would cede the tribe's claims to the Little Colorado River in exchange for three water projects in reservation communities where many lack running water. For decades, the Hopi and Navajo have claimed they have first rights to water in the Colorado River and its tributaries. The unsettled legal claims have led to uncertainty for future developments in Arizona. Senator Kyle says the settlement would provide needed drinking water to the impoverished tribes. But the bill is unpopular with many, even those who live in affected communities.
Why didn't they involve the public? This is their land, this is their water. And I believe that there's a vast violation of human rights.
That's former Navajo Nation President Milton Bluehouse. He says Navajo police pushed him back when he tried to enter the closed-door meeting between the senators, the Navajo president and vice president, and members of the tribal council. Outside, confrontations with police also threatened to erupt as the crowd waited for the senators to emerge from the meeting. Question one provision of the bill that involves the Navajo generating station. That provision requires tribal officials to approve the power plant's future lease of tribal land in exchange for water projects. Marshall Johnson of Black Mesa, Arizona, says the tribe needs to first quantify how much water it is entitled to under federal law.
Quantifying our waters of what we're entitled to, we can get agribusiness here. Then we can have economic development.
Navajo President Ben Shelley, who at first supported the bill, appeared to backpedal on Thursday. He told an angry crowd the Navajo Nation won't agree to the plan unless tribal members are okay with it.
You're going to take part. You're going to take part in it. You're not going to be left out. Banda dos it. You need water. You need water. And then we'll do it.
Senator Kyle issued a statement that dismissed criticism of the bill, calling it misinformation. He hopes to get the legislation passed before he retires next year. Meanwhile, Shelley has announced he will hold public hearings throughout April. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.